Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today's health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Outside the box, hump day! Everybody, Ty Bowens are going to be joining us from Toronto, Canada on the way home. May they let him out of the country. Please, you not let Ty Bollinger come home. He's up there doing some good work. Good play. Or whatever it is. We'll find out. We've got lots to do today on the air. RobertScottBell.com. Checking it all out. Oh, Hemp History Week. We know that it is Hemp History Week. We got a wonderful special guest to tell you about in a little while. I have an absolute place in my heart for this guy, for what he has done in terms of bringing hemp here to the Robert Scott Bell Show. So stick around for that. Also, I don't know if there's an also. I think it is the alert time. It's alert. Red alert.
Alert.
Red alert, California
alert.
People. Yes. It's that time to reach out and slap a congressman or assemblyman in California, particularly if they're a Democrat, because they largely all are, and they're in support of SB 277. Again, not advocating violence. Maybe you could call it a love tap. But, of course, nowadays in our heated exchanges that occur over this issue of vaccination, any kind of love tap? Yeah, I know. It's an exaggeration.
You've been reading many of those Bruce Jenner stories.
No, don't bring Bruce into this. He has nothing to do with this. I don't know what love tap is in relation to that story, and I'm not going there. I'm very, very concerned for our listeners in California.
I
know.
Anyway.
You should be. You know, I'm going to have to turn your microphone off, and we've only just begun, Super Don. You be careful. You're getting so ornery right at the beginning of the show. I know.
Censorship on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's it. That's what we're talking about, censorship. We've got that on tap later. Thank you, Super Don. You're back in my good graces.
Okay.
The Patriot Act issue, the USA Freedom Act issue, the 9/11 Commission report issue, censorship of information, the free flow of information. And it seems to me that the Democrats are all about retaliation, not only censorship of issues relating to vaccine injury and vaccine danger specific to the assembly in California. But, again, the retaliation we're going to get to, look out, you doctors of chiropractic, all right? Stand by. Now, the alert coming from the National Vaccine Information Center, they're fast-tracking this basic forced vaccination bill. They're not going to allow any more discussion. There are no scheduled public hearings in the Education or Appropriations Committee. SB 277 will not be reviewed in the Assembly for civil rights violations and financial impact. So the skids greased by Big Pharma and lovingly inserted by Democrats, not so lovingly, into the taxpayer or the children of the taxpayers of California without exemption. I'm trying to hide my disgust a little bit because I would be cussing and spitting if I really let out how I feel about what's going on in California. Now, I don't live there. I don't plan to live there, but I feel for my friends and our many listeners in California. And I've said this, if this thing passes, there's going to be mass civil disobedience or a mass exodus or a combination of the two out of California, which may be good, which may in fact be good. Not that it's easy. I know moving is never easy. Believe me, I'm in the midst of things like that. But to get out of California before it completely dies of lack of water, and that which water they have is fracked to death. And, of course, the other things coming in through the ocean, whether it be the glyphosate dumping into the ocean or the radiation sweeping ashore, washing ashore from Fukushima, there are a lot of reasons why California is not the paradise it was at one point in time. But I'm very concerned now, of course, for the children, especially families that know that the danger is very real, may have had an occurrence or two with their children already, and now with only, if this passes SB 277 into law, would only have as an option a medical exemption, for which we have covered on this show, there will not be many, if any, given. Even if one sibling has had an adverse event occur due to vaccination, they say that does not guarantee it's going to happen with the second kid, so therefore it is not a legitimate medical exemption. Medical, pharmaceutical, vaccine tyranny in the Democratic-controlled state of California. You should be downright embarrassed to call yourself a Democrat in that state. Now, this also shows as well, just so I cover both sides of the Hegelian dialectic, that if the Republicans were in total charge of anything, the corruption would occur in a similar fashion. This is what we see on the federal level in defense of the Patriot Act and illegal spying, violations of Fourth Amendment, where both Democrats and Republicans were yelling at Rand Paul because he dared to stand up for the Fourth Amendment and the Bill of Rights. How outrageous. This can't happen. This can't stand. We cannot have one senator mucking up the works here as we steamroll whatever we want to have happen to the American people, even if it violates the protections intrinsic, if you will, to the Constitution. And in California, they're certainly ready to violate you every which way to Sunday with this SB 277 should it become law. Now, in terms of opposition, not much in the corporate world. Very few organizations in the healing realms and health realms have come out organized in opposition to the SB 277. But one group has. And it looks like there may be some retaliation by Democrats in the Assembly against this group. Which group might it be? We should get Billy DeMoss on for this one. Give a listen.
Staff recommendation is to restore the following optional Medi-Cal benefits.
Senate and Assembly budget subcommittees have each voted to restore 6 of 7 optional Medi-Cal benefits not currently funded by the state, ranging from acupuncture to incontinence creams and washes.
That's a 3-0 recommendation.
There's only one benefit they're not proposing to restore, chiropractic services.
I was wondering if somebody could share the rationale for excluding chiropractic when the cost for this year would have only been $257,000.
Well, there you go. The one organization that was most vocal in opposition to SB 277, the Chiropractic Association in California, is the one that gets excluded from this, Medi-Cal benefit bill.
I'm sorry.
Just a coincidence, Superdon.
Well, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. So you're telling me that acupuncture and incontinence cream beat out chiropractic services?
Right, yeah.
Incontinence cream?
Incontinence cream. You know who needs that? The Democrat denialist about this relationship. Because they're running. They're going, no, this is purely a coincidence. There's no causal effect. It's correlation. It's not causation. What is it?
Democratic Assemblyman Tony Thurmond told Jones it is a coincidence.
We don't link policy decisions to who supports or opposes any bill.
Senator Holly Mitchell chairs the relevant Senate Budget Subcommittee.
There was just no correlation in my mind between the actions of the chiropractors in another highly controversial bill and the actions we took in the Budget Committee.
Liar! I'm sorry, did I say that? Yeah, this is just ludicrous. Yeah, acupuncture is cool. Incontinence cream is cool. Yeah.
How?
Yeah, of course. Well, the Incontinence Cream Assembly did not speak out vocally against SB 277, so they're going to be covered. Another problem that I see here is, of course, the chiropractic profession has become very entrenched into the license aspect and reimbursement aspect and insurance aspect, all of those things that make it subject to a lot of, let's say, benefits approved by government, you know, privileges. A license, remember, is a privilege. Chiropractors, are you engaged in a privileged activity? Or are you engaged in your birthright in healing, right? Question is, if you want to be licensed, these are the problems that come up eventually. The more you tie yourself into state approval, the more eventually they'll be able to withdraw that, pull it as strings, as they do on the federal level down to the state level by saying, well, you know, we can't officially mandate vaccines without exemption at the federal level, but what we can do is if you states don't play ball and do what California is doing, we will withhold, for instance, federal highway funds or some other funding for some other program that the states can't afford. And, of course, they rely on the federal government, which, by the way, all of that money comes from the states and the people, respectively, anyway. So here's the problem again. Mass centralization of bureaucracy, the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex buying the votes of the dominant political party in any given arena, or both if they need to. But in this case, Democrats, California, you are an embarrassment. You disgust me on this issue. If you are in support of removing exemptions, you are solving a problem that isn't even a problem. In fact, you're creating a bigger problem than there was, which wasn't a problem before. That is the questioning of vaccines by large swaths of your population. No, it was tiny swaths of your population. You can't even call them swaths. You can't even call them a cotton swab that's such a small portion of your population. The opt-out rate, the exemption rate. Of course, you can yell at rich white people, but we'll get to that. We'll talk with Ty Bollinger about that a little later. So here you go, SB 277, what you need to know. If you plan to stay in California and you don't want to engage in civil disobedience, you know what you're going to have to do? Well, you're going to have to leave California. Unless you can stop this thing. I'm not certain it can happen at this point. You know, maybe an act of God.
You know what I would do?
What?
I would stay.
A rectal suppository.
If you're going to stay there and you want to do something, well, I don't know about the love tap. We'll just leave that alone.
Mm. Okay.
But I think what you should do is everybody who is opposing, especially what they did here with the funding for the chiropractors,
mm-hmm.
I think you should send your local assembly person a tube of incontinence cream.
That's a great idea. A tube of incontinence cream to all the Democrats who voted to withhold the Medi-Cal benefits for chiropractic. And why not, while you're at it, send an extra tube to anybody else who's supportive of SB 277 to prevent the kids in California from going to school without vaccinations. And again, the big upside, and I said this, is that more people than ever are going to be aware of the dangers of vaccines. This is going to backfire. So half of me, part of me, I don't know what percentage actually it is, says go ahead and pass it. Make it the California law. It will be, of course, sued out as far as violating the Constitution. But as well, it will bring so many more people into the fold of recognition that vaccines are dangerous. Dangerous at best. At best? Yeah, I know. That's pretty rough, isn't it? Well, we'll get into more of that in a little while. I have a question of the day I meant to get to, but we'll get to that later this hour. It's Hemp History Week. And this extraordinary man I'm so grateful for. I'm going to bring him on after the break, Chris Boucher. And I'll tell you why we're grateful when we come back. It is Hemp History Week. Celebrate. Light up if you do it. Eat it. Whatever. We'll be right back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, all the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Easy Ed helping us out here on that side of things. Super Don making it sound so good. I'm hoping we can stay connected. We've got Ty Bollinger, TMB, joining us from Toronto in the airport on the way home from the latest video things that he's doing. The quest for the cures continues. And remember, the Hemp History Month is here, and we've included a lot of information on hemp in Unlock the Power to Heal.
You made it a whole month. It's actually just a week, but we'll definitely do a month.
Absolutely do a month. I want to make it a year, a decade, a century. the century of hemp. It's back, my friends. And don't let them try to frighten you away from it, because it is God's medicine. And again, this is not about you getting high or not. Remember, we talk about this plant as a food, as sustenance, as fuel, as textiles. I mean, there's so many extraordinary things that can be done. 25,001. Only the one use is the smoking it part. For those that enjoy that, that's fine. The point is, this is real medicine. There's so many components that have yet to be fully studied and uncovered. But what we do know thus far is extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. And yet, the Fear and Death Administration doing its level best to frighten people away from it as well. The DEA still playing games. The Obama administration still not totally backing off on it. Although, interesting, the GOP House-backed state medical is backing state medical marijuana laws, interestingly enough. So this is where you have this dichotomy of, well, you think that the Democrats are one way, the Republicans are another. That's nonsense. Stop it. It depends on where they are and what kind of money is flowing through, to some degree what their constituents are saying as well. But in this case, if you're against hemp, you're against freedom. And joining us now, a wonderful friend, probably one of the most important people and I don't talk about him much because he's behind the scenes in so many things, that has given so much, especially for the help of my wife in regards to getting the hemp in here, flowing through my good buddy Stuart Tomp. He introduced me to Chris Boucher, and he's with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chris, God bless you. I love you, man. Thank you for being here.
Oh, I'm great to be here, man. Happy Hemp History Week.
Yes, I've extended it to the entire century, just so you know. No longer just a week.
Let the freedom ring.
Now, Chris, if you all don't remember Chris, I had him on when we first were learning about hemp. This is a couple of years ago now, about the resurgence, the reemergence, the CBD side of things as well. My buddy Stuart Tomk, who was with Nordic Naturals at the time, was so excited, connected me to Chris. Chris sent me some of the CBD. We put my wife on it because she's had this trigeminal neuralgic type pain, and this is the only thing that's been keeping her going all these years since, Chris. And like I said, I cannot express enough gratitude for our connection and all the things you brought into our lives.
I'm glad to be there at the moment, and you know, lots of people really, really have benefited from the hemp CBD, cannabidiol, cannabis. There's so many different commodities and products and different types of medicine that come out of this God-given plant.
Yeah, it really has accelerated tremendously since we first connected with you. And so much so that there's, you know, controversy, there's blowback. What's the government going to do on the state level? We're seeing 10th Amendment nullification of the federal restrictions. On the federal side of things recently, the GOP of all things, controlled House, is now backing state medical marijuana laws, saying, hey, back off, Obama administration, don't be going after them. So it's really not an easy thing to say politically where people stand on this issue.
Yeah, it's amazing. It crosses the aisle. It's a bipartisan issue, whether you're conservative, right-wing, whether you're a complete left-wing liberal. I mean, this is about jobs. It's about people's health. It's about compassion. And how do you say no to that? You know, this is something we haven't seen in this country since, you know, the 1800s, the turn of the century, you know, until they outlawed it, you know. I mean, geez, they outlawed this thing in 1937, and it was worth $1 billion back in 1937, according to Popular Mechanics. I mean, imagine what it would be worth today if it was never outlawed. We're just talking about the hemp, the food, the protein powder, the seed oil, the construction materials and plastics. So, you know, we're rebooting this industry here, and our farmers need it, our economy needs it. And it's a great thing.
Yes, we're talking hemp history. I know it says week, but I said month, year, decade, century as well. This is the century of hemp. It's coming back, my friends. And Chris Boucher is going to help us to do that. He's on the board over there at Cannavest. We'll talk a little bit more about that as well. But when we come back, we'll go more into some of this history and how we're bringing it back out. And also the threats. Maybe they're paper tigers, maybe they're real in terms of the growth of a very important industry for a lot of reasons, economic and ecological, and from a health perspective as well. Stick around. Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Next, more with Chris Boucher and Hemp History Week. Stick with us.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barricaro, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me, and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin and how H2 or molecular hydrogen can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant. We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autism1.org. Also go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them, 800-337-7017.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, celebration of Hemp History Week here. Again, extending it to month, decade, year, all of that, and the century. And to really officially kick it off today, we would be remiss if we didn't have our cannabis update theme playing for you. So let's hit it right now. Or maybe not. Hold on here. The delays are going on everywhere we go since the storms of yesterday. So now, everybody, shake your tail feather.
Hello,
here we go.
Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb.
back.
All right, here we go. Chris Boucher is back with us from the Cannabis Advisory Boards, Hemp History Week Month. You know that guy that's playing that music, do you not?
Oh, yeah, Be Real, Cypress Hill.
And he's actually in the business, too, is he not?
He is a legitimate holder of a medical marijuana dispensary in Santa Ana, California. He was issued a city license, and he is 100% legal, and he's got his own retail store that is, I heard, pretty nice.
Nice. Well, you know, the thing is, these states, of course, have nullified federal law over the issue of cannabis, and, you know, we're all supportive of that. But on the federal level, they're really trying to put the crimp on the growth of the industry. We were talking on the break about the numbers since, you know, the CBD side of it has come out, where, you know, what has happened in terms of direct-to-retail, full-on legalization, or let's say it was never made illegal in all 50 states, interestingly enough, when we talk about CBD. Can you share with me some numbers that the SPINS data has revealed recently?
Yeah, the SPINS data study, which is a prominent study and business in terms of product sales. And last year alone, here in the United States, Americans purchased $640 million worth of hemp products. I'm talking hemp shampoos, hemp T-shirts, hemp protein powder, hemp construction materials. We're not talking the marijuana smoking kind. This is just hemp, and it's all imported. 100% of it was imported. Can you imagine if we could convert that over to our American farmers that could have grown that? I mean, we're going to wake up here and, you know, kickstart this and get our farmers here in America growing this and start making the money rather than the Chinese, the Canadians, Europeans. I mean, I've got nothing against them personally, but when it comes to hemp, I sure do.
Oh, yeah, we should be making it at home. It's a bumper crop in the history of the United States. And in terms of the legality of it, I think we had talked off the break as well about Kentucky and Colorado, some semblance of planting going on, but at what point would it be viable that we can, you know, let's say buy less from overseas or from our neighbors up north?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've got about 1,700 acres of research hemp crop growing in Kentucky that's going to be planted this year. And then in Colorado, there's close to maybe 2,000 acres that will be planted. And that's nothing compared to, I mean, the Canadians grow about 100,000 acres. And so they basically have the monopoly here in the United States on the hemp foods. The Chinese grow a couple hundred thousand acres, and they have a, you know, a world monopoly on the textiles and the fabrics. So, you know, we have some catching up to do, but I think as Americans, you know, we're entrepreneurs, and I think we can really kickstart this industry and, you know, create some jobs, build some factories. And as Mitch McConnell and Congressman Massey of Kentucky said, if we start growing hemp, we can create 10 times more jobs than the XL pipeline.
Oh, nice. Nice. And that should be getting front page coverage, but as you have to dig for that kind of information. Now, that also is the bias on the federal level that we see against this plant for a number of reasons, part of which is the embeddedness, if you will, of the pharmaceutical industrial complex trying to patent these synthetic forms and then make a monopoly hay, so to speak, in the marketplace through prescriptions or otherwise. And I got a question here because as I've understood it and I've been utilizing it directly, buying it directly, getting it directly, and in health food stores now being sold, CBD-based from the industrial hemp plant, what is the status of the FDA and or the DEA in here trying to frighten the retailers away from the legality?
You know, and that's the question of the day when it comes to hemp. The DEA considers it a controlled substance. It's basically, they look at it in the same, it's in the same category. It's called Schedule I narcotics, which you have heroin, LSD, ecstasy. They have no application for human use whatsoever. And that's why it's so difficult to grow industrial hemp, because the DEA controls the permits. And, I mean, you have to, you know, give up your next child and, you know, fingerprint and your, you know, where you live just to get that permit. And so it's really difficult. They're making it extremely hard for Americans to grow industrial hemp. Even in states that have laws, you still have to go through the DEA, you know, to grow protein powder, to grow, you know, construction materials. I mean, it needs to be involved. The USDA needs to be involved in this. So, you know, the issue right now is we need to remove industrial hemp, cannabis sativa from Schedule 1?
Well, clearly on some level, it isn't necessarily the Schedule 1 context is not applied to the CBD from industrial hemp, but yet the confusion is, well, maybe it is, and so I'm thinking that even though there's been a tremendous growth, it's going to curtail that growth, maybe on purpose, by the misinformation, the confusion over whether this can be a retail-type product.
Yeah, what's really even more unusual, Robert, is that if you import it, it's legal. Imported hemp oil, imported CBD, imported hemp T-shirts is all legal. Now, if you try to grow it here, it's illegal. So, you know, there's something wrong there. So that's where we have to change this. A lot of it doesn't make sense, you know, and that's what's confusing people. Even though it's legal in all 50 states that, according to the federal government, as long as you import it, it's 100% legal, you know. So we need to change that, and we need to change it now because, you know, our farmers need to start growing this hemp and creating jobs, and, you know, they need to make money too.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We need an economic boon for our farmers here and, of course, all the other products that would come from it, including the benefits in terms of not only textile but even fuel production because of the absolute waste and poisoning of the planet via the subsidies given to corn for ethanol, for instance, and the rise of Monsanto's GMO-type corn forms or species. I mean, this has been a disaster. We find that hemp can grow very, very easily in soils that aren't even optimal for a lot of other crops. It grows very well, requires little to no pesticide use, and of course, therefore, no argument that it needs to be genetically modified. Not that Monsanto wouldn't try. They'll try to modify everything. But I think another aspect of this is, if for those of you who want biofuels, I think a more efficient means of production would be looking to hemp.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, biofuels, plastics, construction materials, textiles. I mean, the list goes on. Paints, varnishes. I mean, we're talking, you know, 7 to 8 tons of biomass per acre. We're talking over 2,500 pounds of CO2 sequestered per acre. There's no other plant like that we know of that, you know, we can grow. So we need to change these laws quick, fast, and if we don't, the American farmers are going to lose out, especially in the heartland, especially in these rural communities that have been really hit hard by the economy, and they're still in the double digits, some of them, with the unemployment. So we need to call our congressperson, our senators, and demand that they sign these bills. There's a bunch of bills that are in the Senate, that are in the Congress, that are being presented this week, next week. Matter of fact, there was two bills presented in Congress today. One was the Rollback or FAR medical marijuana bill, which it passed, and what that did, it kept the DEA from stopping enforcement in states that have legal marijuana. But there was another bill that they tried to enforce also today, the McClintock-Polis marijuana amendment, which would stop the DEA from prosecuting sick medical marijuana patients who use, sell, or possess marijuana in compliance with state laws. So this is crazy. You know, people need it. Like you said, this is buried in the back pages. I mean, I can talk about it on the radio, but I want people to go out there and look this up because, I mean, how can you prosecute somebody in a legal state that's sick and dying and using their medicine? I mean, this doesn't make sense.
No, not at all. And I think, you know, that's one of the things I referenced in the show notes today where headline reads, GOP-controlled House backs state medical marijuana law, is trying to tell the Department of Justice to back off. Don't interfere with these states. And, you know, I said, this is where it's crossing the political divide in many cases, to, you know, where we can kind of come together and say, no, this is good for everyone. And, you know, it's a consciousness thing as well, because we have been so programmed, if you will, with propaganda to say that this is a dangerous drug, it's not worthwhile, all of the things that we've been dispelling now for quite a while, but you've been at it for, oh my gosh, since at least 1990, probably longer than that, but I know you founded the Hempstead Company, one of the first modern American industrial hemp retail companies back then.
Oh, yeah, in the 90s, the Hempstead Company, we were the first to grow, first to know, and we imported hemp from all over the world. We grew hemp. I grew hemp in 1994 at the USDA Research Center. I thought it would be legal within 2 years, boy, was I wrong. You know, and then we had to sue the DEA. I was the founder of the HIA, Hemp Industries Association, which is putting on Hemp History Week. And the DEA in the year 2000 tried to outlaw hemp protein powder, hemp shampoo, hemp lotion. They sent out 3,000 letters to all the health food stores in 2000 saying if you sold hemp shampoo or hemp granola bars, you'd be in violation of federal law. Well, we took their butt to court, and we sued them, and we won in the Ninth Court of Appeals in 2004, and it's a landmark case. It's called the HIA versus the DEA.
Oh, man, what an amazing thing that you've been at this for so long, and we're seeing some of the fruits of all of your labors and many others that we've talked to over the years as well. This is only still a very early phase, even though we're coming late to the party, going back when you were in 1990 or perhaps even earlier. But the point is better late than never, and of course we want to continue to push this thing forward. I want to let everybody know, if you want to learn more about Chris, we've got him linked up. He's on the advisory board at our friends over there at Cannavest, CANNAVEST.com, Cannavest.com. And for those of you who want to get closer to the source like I'm doing and we are doing right now, you can call them toll-free at 855-PLUS-CBD, P-L-U-S-C-B-D, 855-758-7223. That's where I'm getting it now, getting closer to the source with them. And Chris, God bless you, my friend. You have done such extraordinary work already, and we're going to continue to get the word out.
I appreciate it, Robert. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for celebrating Hemp History Week with us today. We're going to do a lot more in the coming days, weeks, months, and years. Of that, you can be certain. When we come back, we got a major question of the day. A lot of complicated issues on detoxification. What can we do to help?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You may not realize this, but a lot of the CBD products we've been getting for years here have actually been coming through Canavest. I mean, as I said, we're getting right to the source of it. And if you want to check out Canavest's website, Canavest.com, they actually have prices that are extraordinarily lower than what you've been used to. And it's the same quality or even better. They're at 855-758-7223, 855-758-7223. New partner here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, bringing that CBD to you where we desperately need more of it. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Chris Boucher. Outside the box, hump day, of course. Ty Bollinger joining us from Toronto coming up next. And I meant to get to this question of the day really, really quickly, but there was so much going on the SB 277 that has me upset that I couldn't, you know, the cutting off the chiropractors instead of the, what kind of cream was it?
It's just coincidence. Yeah. I mean, listen, they went down the list and they had to choose between incontinence cream and chiropractors, and incontinence cream won, you know?
Yeah. That, never mind that the Incontinence Cream Manufacturers Association didn't have any opinion on the SB 277, whereas the chiropractor said, no, it's not right. And then they don't get funded. Interesting. Anyway, it's time for QOTD.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day comes from Lori. She says, hey, Dr. Bell and Super Don. Okay, you're in on the Super Don. Pay attention. Have you heard of IV ozone therapy? IV ozone therapy, particularly for hepatitis C. I'm asking you this question, Super Don. Have you heard of this?
I'm unfamiliar with IV ozone therapy.
Well, the only reason you are is because it's been a lot of time since we had Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, on. Remember him?
That is true. It has been quite a while, hasn't it?
So the good news is for Lori, if you haven't gone back, and we've got archives going back years, 1,000-plus shows, we're almost at the 1,000th guest. We've got to figure that out. If you have a recommendation, we haven't pinned down, nailed down a 1,000th guest yet. But let us know, 866-939-2355 or robertscottbell.com. IV ozone therapy for hepatitis C.
Yes, I've heard of it. Do I feel that it's necessary? No. But if you got access to it, sure. If you got somebody that knows how to do it. But is it necessary to overcome what's called hepatitis C? Absolutely not. I've worked with people for many years with hep C. And by the way, for if those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I dispute whether hepatitis C, a virus called hepatitis C, has actually been ever isolated. But that doesn't mean that the viral issue, or let me just say it this way, it doesn't mean that the liver issue is not a real issue. It's liver congestion times 100 times 1,000. It's been years in the making. So I don't get hung up on the C, nor do I get hung up on these analyses, blood tests, the different counts that they throw at you, right? These are things that are, in fact, on Monday's show, we did so many cool things with Dr. Vitar, even though he was playing in the dirt at the beginning of the show. We talked about that very thing, about the focal point on numbers, because, you know, she's even talking about her doctor, is wanting to lower these enzyme counts. And look, by the time your enzymes are elevated for your liver, that's been years and years in the making. You can bring that back into order by increasing your selenium levels. And it looks like Lori is doing some amount of selenium. I think the innate response that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. She says she's on 300 micrograms daily. I would have no problem doubling that, going to 600, 800 when you have a hep C scenario. I'm just saying, if it were me, I would have no problem doing that. We also had some ocean fish today, so I increased my selenium intake. We also had some organic strawberries with it because we know it binds, as we've found, with the mercury that may come in with the fish, but the selenium being super critical. Dr. Newsom's fulvic acid tablets she's doing, that's excellent. I support that 100%. She's doing milk thistle, absolutely. Eating non-GMO, that's fantastic. She's doing alpha-lipoic acid, excellent, all for that. So there's a lot of things that, Lori, you're doing right, whether you do IV ozone therapy or not. In fact, you can, in your own life, take the bioactive silver hydrosol that we use, a teaspoon to a tablespoon, five times a day for a prolonged period in these cases. Some doctors go off-label with the silver, like the ozone, intravenously in these cases. But in terms of hep C and viral counts and things like that, it will go up initially, just as Dr. Batar and I talked about it last Monday on Advanced Medicine, because the debris field is not clearing fast enough and the liver is congested by definition in a hep C diagnosis. Keep drinking the water. I would say get on the molecular hydrogen water. Call Echo. Get the Echo water. Go to robertswater.com. That'll be huge, and you might be able to save a little money on IV ozone therapy and still get well without it. Lori, God bless you. Thank you for asking us questions. And a shout-out to Larry G., who says he loves our show, to keep on keeping on. We're going to do it. After the break, Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box. The power to heal is still yours. Happy Hemp History Week.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.